He seems to be in the lead in most opinion polls, seems to have made a lot of inroads in some of the MPLA's traditional strongholds. So it does seem on the face of it that this coming election might be Angola's most competitive election since 1992, when multi-party politics was introduced in the country.
Tell us a little bit about the candidate with UNITA.
Yes, he represents the younger emerging crop of politicians that has been coming up in Angola over the past decade. He's a member of parliament. He's a very charismatic member of parliament. He is seen as a reformer with very strong reform credentials. He has been able to establish himself as a candidate that identifies very strongly with the need to make the Angolan state much more accountable, the need to take into serious consideration the issues of corruption, high-level corruption, and very importantly, the youth. He has quite a following among young people. I mean, he's young himself. For the first time since independence, the Angolans who did not experience the civil war between the MPLA and UNITA, which are very bitter rivals, will be voting in this election for the first time. So the memories of the civil war, the memories of that historical tension between UNITA and MPLA are very distant to this group, to this constituency. So Adalberto represents that energy.
President Lourenco has been praised abroad for his whole anti-corruption drive shortly after he took office. But critics say that this corruption crackdown has really only been very selective. What do you say about that?
Yes, well, indeed, President Lourenco has projected himself right from the very beginning as a reformer, as somebody who wanted to uproot the old MPLA power structure that has been in the country very, very, very deeply entrenched since independence. He has also sought to distance himself from the excesses of the past, and also to distance himself from his boss, from his former boss. And this has been popular. It has been popular among Angolans, and it's also been very popular among the youth, as I mentioned. So he has tried to project himself as a reformer. However, there's a lot of criticism that these efforts have largely been cosmetic and have largely been aimed at securing some kind of alternative political base for Lourenco.